following program was pre-recorded. To ask a question on the air, call 1-800-229-3000 Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Welcome to New Life Live, the premier place to receive free advice from Christian psychologists and counselors for the mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual challenges you face. Since 1988, we've offered compassionate responses that combine God's truth with proven psychological principles to guide you toward healing. Our phone lines are open. Call us now at 1-800-229-3000.
No way is it the weekend already. Time just flew by. And look, I see April. Do you see it? It's right over there. Welcome to New Life Live. Brian Perez is my name. What's yours? We'd love to talk to you today. I'm here with clinical psychologist Dr. Alice Benton and the president of New Life Ministries, Becky Brown, who's going to put on her licensed professional clinical counselor hat to share what's under the hat and on her mind. Hey, Becky.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Alice. And this is not April Fool's, right? I mean, we want to learn and we want to expand our thought processes. You know, one of the things that I think about so many times is when we are talking to callers, they usually present with, you know, my husband or my wife or my sister or my neighbor, my best friend. And then they start to talk about the problem that that person brings into the room. It's valid. I'm not discounting that people can be problematic. We are very people-y. And, you know, I think a lot of us have that experience. But here's what I want to challenge you with. It's not always the other person. And I know that's kind of an ouchy statement, but it really isn't always the other person. And, you know, you hear us talking about attachment styles here all the time. And attachment styles are not just for couples. And it's not just, you know, when you're married or in a relationship like, you know, husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, that kind of thing. It really is how we react or respond to the people around us. You know, we all have our own story. We have history or her story. And our challenge is to work on healing it. You know, you'll navigate your relationships better. And wouldn't you like that? You know, that people wouldn't be so difficult for you. An example, you know, way back in time, I was unaware that anxiety really had a root in my life. The first time I had this awareness was when Milan Yurkovich was presenting How We Love, and he talked about that he was a pleaser or he was a recovering pleaser. And this is the change statement. He said, pleasers have an anxious core because they aren't happy unless the other person is happy. Or if you're okay, then I'm okay. And I had this awareness that I was like, what? I think I might have some of that. And for those of you who know me, you know that I'm not very pleasant all the time. but I'm a whole lot more pleasant when things are going my way. And he began to unwrap the challenges of the pleaser are really part of that control mechanism. You know, if I can make you happy, then I'm going to be happy. Mm-hmm. If I can help you not feel anxious about something, then I'm not going to feel anxious about something. And man, you know, it's hard when you discover things about yourself that you were just unaware of. But here's the good news. When I had that clarity, I began to seek out what does it look like to have a secure attachment, to have that strong internal fortitude that is not in a reactive stance, but can be at peace and have calm. And so, you know, obviously I continue to do my work to this day, and I want to invite you to do what it takes to become more like Christ, who was a securely attached person. He is the God of all gods. He is the one, the only, that can transform your life. And so I'm going to leave you with the Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you what path to take. And it may be that your path is to find secure attachment. We are here to help you. That's what we do every day. Yep. So, Brian, let's help some people.
And we have a book called Understanding Your Attachment Style. It's available in the newlife.com store. All right, we'll be back with your phone calls. Dale and Irene coming up on New Life Live.
90% of Christians have trouble with sex, have trouble with marriage, have trouble with communicating, because we were not ever taught practical, basic things about intimacy, about marriage, about sex. We did a huge disservice to ourselves.
When you come to intimacy in marriage, you're going to be immersed into a 3-day process.
They taught us a ton of skills about connecting, about how to really help each other to feel seen and heard.
If you've thought, I don't think we can ever change, we're just in this rut and we can't get out, the Intimacy in Marriage Workshop can help you get out of the rut.
The Intimacy in Marriage Weekend is July 24th through the 26th in Washington, D.C. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and use the code NLL for a discount. 1-800-639-5433.
I think if everyone came earlier rather than later, they could save themselves years of misery and misunderstanding.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Dale in Denton, Texas. We're going to speak with you in a moment. First, here is Irene in Palm Springs, who listens to us on KNLB. Welcome to New Life Live, Irene.
Hi.
Hi there. How can we help you today?
Oh, my life's a mess, and I'm acting out by gambling and running and not dealing with things. And I've been doing it for quite a while, and I just keep taking these hits one after another. And the only person that I really could talk to just committed suicide this week, so it just topped it off. So I was trying to stop what I'm doing, and I kind of had a plan and a date. I was going to quit smoking, quit gambling, and get back to my Christian friend. I don't know why she did it, and she was the only one that I thought could help me. And no, she just committed suicide.
It was so sorry to hear that, Irene.
Yeah, so I didn't know. So then I got your text, and I said, gee, I really need to call this number. Maybe they can help me, because I found with gambling, I've been gambling for 20 years. I had a bunch of things happen. I went through a divorce, bankruptcy, lost everything because my ex-husband was gambling, and then I started gambling. Then my daughter had an accident. She hit a semi going 65 miles an hour and crippled herself. And then my mother was killed by she was a pedestrian crossing the street and got hit by a car. And then my father had a stroke, and I had to take care of him. He couldn't eat anymore. He was on a teacher. I've had a horrible, all these challenges.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, I kind of got through all the things when they were happening, but after, like, I think because, you know, I kind of isolated myself with all this stuff, and I really have no friends. And I found myself going to the casinos and getting really hooked on the adrenaline escape, you know, people, the social part of it. But it's just been so self-destructing that if I don't stop, I'm going to lose more. I'm at the point of losing my home right now. If I don't straighten out, I'm way behind on all my bills, everything. I feel horrible. I don't know what to do. So I got your text, and I said, well, in my case, I don't know where to start.
Irene, I don't think it was a text just from us. I think it was a text from God, in a way, that he knows you're so alone and that you just lost your one friend you can confide in. And to lose her to suicide, it ripped apart that last semblance of hope and a bond and stability that you had in your life. And so you responded to God's nudge to reach out to strangers. And we don't want to be strangers. We want to become a family for you. You reached out to us. I'm so proud of you that you contacted us. Irene, tell me, why did you take care of your dad when he had that stroke?
I didn't want him to be alone in a nursing home. And I just wanted to kind of bond with him at the end and do what I could to help. He didn't understand the language. He was an immigrant from Ukraine. And the war in Ukraine is another thing that's going on with me. And the war and all the destruction and, you know, watching the news and everything. I'm just, like, overwhelmed with the world. I'm just overwhelmed.
Irene, it stands out to me that although you're so overwhelmed and life is falling apart, you chose to care for your father. And I would guess that you've also cared for your daughter after her horrific accident that left her crippled. And the reason I'm pointing this out, Irene, is because the enemy wants to take you out, put you out of commission by keeping you gambling and keeping you really gambling away your life, gambling away your home. Because an Irene that is so overwhelmed is no longer able to help and serve other people. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And yet he has not been able to extinguish that heart you have to give and to serve. You sound to me like a very savvy woman. You know what your traumas are, and you know what's keeping you back. So you are so ripe to take that step into your plan. But the enemy attacked yet again, wanting to hold you back from your good plan that you have. And so I hope you'll let us help you solidify that plan, Irene, because two things you probably know you absolutely need. You need to remember that you have a purpose. You have talents, and your talents are to serve. And this gambling problem is too big for you to tackle on your own. And so you also need loving people who will help support you, help hold you accountable, and help draw that real, true Irene that we know you to be back out again. That's the path forward.
What do you think, Irene?
I need help. And I've been looking for help for a long time. There's not a lot of help with this thing. It's incredible. I wish they'd just shut all those places down because I see people destroying themselves, you know, all the time. You know, it's a very destructive thing. It could take somebody out in one day, you know.
Yeah.
Irene, in every addiction or every addictive behavior, the person who's involved has found a solution to a deeper problem. So the gambling seems like the problem, but in actuality, it's become a solution for you to escape the hard, difficult places that you've experienced in your life. And I know that sounds really weird, but it's what people do when they drink. It's what people do when they use sex or porn. It's the escape part of it. But yet there's reality waiting for you on the other side, and that's what you're feeling right now. Number one, I would say you said life's a mess, and when life's a mess, it can feel overwhelming. And so our first step forward is to start naming, and you have a pretty clear indication about what's going on inside of you. I want to suggest that you go to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting today. If you go to gamblersanonymous.org, you're going to find one, and it could be online. But you don't have to do anything except for just go, okay? So I also want to connect you with one of our New Life Recovery groups. You're going to find that as you connect with people, you're going to get a little bit of that mess cleaned out a little bit at a time. Right now, you're dealing with grief. And that may be something that, you know, and trauma too. You've listed so many things that you've been through, so it makes sense to me. But here's one thing I'm going to tell you not to quit today. And I know you're going to think I'm strange for saying this, but don't quit smoking right now. Now, the listening audience is probably going, Becky, what are you talking about? It's so terrible. But listen, Irene,
I actually got a call from a counselor at Kick It. I called Kick It.
Uh huh.
And, and they sent me patches, and I had a quit date. And I told her, I can't right now. So she told me to call back when I'm ready. Yeah, and I'm not ready right now.
That's right. And Irene, the thing...
I need myself.
Right. Well, but here's the thing about mess. When life becomes a mess, we feel like we're buried in it. And so then we think, okay, all I need to do is quit this, stop that, do this, the other thing. And guess what that does? It gets us stuck. And so I want to invite you into one thing at a time. And so Gamblers Anonymous would be a great first step. We'll get you connected with a New Life group that can help you even process the grief. There's so much grief that you're carrying that you are not even aware.
Too much.
So dark. It's not even just your friend's loss, but it's, you know, dealing with wartime, dealing with loss of loved ones. All of those things add up in our life. Mm-hmm. But I love what Alice pointed out in you. You have a tender heart for those people that you do love and you do care for, and you will take the risk to step into those difficult situations. The good news
for other people, I cannot, you know, it's hard for me to do things for myself.
Right.
It really is.
That's right. That's right. And that's right now because you're in a cycle. When we talk about the addictive cycle, it's the shame that keeps it going. We think, oh, I'll never get through this. I'll never make good choices. And then the lure of the adrenaline hit. And, you know, casinos are designed to attract us in there. It's the lights. It's the sounds. It's the people around us. But the connections that you have there, Irene, are just surface connections. And you know that. And that's why when you leave there, you feel that loss. But today is the first day of the rest of your life. And in honor of your friend who couldn't see her way through, I want you to step into your new life and step into what God has for you, Irene. You are not without hope.
Yeah. I miss her so much. I can't call her anymore. It's horrible. Oh, I miss her.
And you know what? She would say to you, Irene, do what you can to get the help and the freedom that you need and that you deserve.
Yeah, I need to work on this. I know it's going to take a long time to get out of it, but
right. So let's start today.
Yeah, my life's a total mess.
Right, it's just one phone call at a time. You made the call to us. Notice that Kickit called you. We texted you. There's a lie circling in your mind that there's not a lot of help for this. You said that to us. And I'm so delighted to tell you, there's so much help for you and what you're going through. But, you know, it takes the work of getting connected to the help, making those appointments and showing up. So whether it's your local church, whether it's going to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting, like Becky said, and even hanging on the line right now so we can connect you with a counselor, God is trying to connect you to help. Do not believe the lie that there's not a lot of help for this. There is a diverse amount of help for what you are going through, and you already took that right step by talking to us.
Irene, thanks for calling us today here on New Life Live. We're going to put a link in the show notes to the Gamblers, what'd you call it? Gamblers Anonymous.
GamblersAnonymous.org.
And we've also got an article on newlife.com that we'll put in the show notes too. It's called 3 Steps to Getting a Grip on a Gambling Addiction. So Irene, thanks for calling us today here at New Life Live. Let's talk to Dale in Denton, Texas. And this is Dale's first time learning about New Life Live. Thank you so much, Dale, for calling in today.
Absolutely. And first of all, let me say I appreciate I've been able to listen through your other callers. And as a first-time listener, first-time caller, it's been a blessing to actually be able to drive through and be tuning through the dial and find you all. I am super excited after listening to you all to look up your newlife.com and grab some resources and be able to utilize them. So I appreciate, you know, whoever takes care of that financially, and I hope that I can do my share. But I would love some advice. I recently lost my father about 3 weeks ago. My mother passed away several years ago, and my father was a generous, wonderful, super Christian. He raised 4 children miraculously, we turned out to be super. I mean, he did everything he could for us. As a truck driver, we give up a lot out here in life, back home. And I got the call 3 weeks ago that he was going to pass away, and I probably had enough time to get back and say goodbye.
You still with us, Dale?
Yes, I'm so sorry. So as I'm traveling back, I get the news that he had passed away. So I'm a little upset with God about it.
Hmm.
But at the same time, I found out one of my siblings has been stealing from him after he passed.
Oh, my goodness. Dale, we are so sorry to hear that. You know what, though? We've got a commercial break coming up. Stay on the phone. We will continue to hear your story, and Becky and Alice will provide some advice for you. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm so glad you found us. The Lord led you to us, and that's why you have called in to us. We will be right back here on New Life Live.
What a New Life course is it's around a topic led by a professional, licensed counselor, coach, with a small group of 8 or 9 people on a weekly Zoom call. You're going to go through the information, but also connect as a group. Those group processes make all the difference in the world. And so we have created New Life courses so that you can experience that on a weekly basis. Every week you're meeting on Zoom with that therapist. You're going over the concepts as well as connecting as a group. It is so powerful and it's accessible. Wherever you are, you're going to be able to join us. So you can sign up right away. With 8 or 9 slots open, they're going to go quick. And so you want to call today and get registered.
Begin your transformation May 4th with a New Life course. Lose it for life, take your life back, or healing is a choice. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Hello, it's Becky Brown. I am so excited to launch our 99 for the One partner initiative. Every day we hear from people all over the world who are looking for hope. They've been lost in a relationship struggle, addiction, anxiety, depression, all kinds of ways. And it reminds us of the story in Luke 15, where the shepherd that leaves the 99 to go rescue the one. And you know, we've seen God work in the lives of so many people over the years here at New Life, and we want to invite you to be part of what God is doing. 99 for the One is our partner program that you can give to the ministry on a monthly basis to make sure that we continue to reach out to the lost.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433 or newlife.com/9941.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
And let's go back to Dale in Denton, Texas, who called in with his situation. His father passed away a few weeks ago, and we are so sorry to hear about that. And but after that, now you've found out that your sister was stealing from him while he was still alive, or just since has she been stealing from the estate? What's going on?
Actually, both. And okay. What my issue is I understand as Christians we're all going to have our stumbles and falls, but I've always walked as a strong man and loved the authority that God gave me to support and care for my family. But I feel like in this I've fell out of the yoke with God. I can't feel him. I can't feel like he's there to support me in it. And I don't know the direction to turn. I don't know what to do with. I'm really getting a hardened heart, and I don't want to address it in that manner. But I feel anger. I feel hurt. I feel embarrassed. There's so much that's going on with my emotions that I don't want to approach it and it be of me only, because I know for a fact if I turn as a man, I'm going to act as a man, and I don't want to do anything that would, I don't know, harden my heart even further, destroy relationships. And so I guess I'm just asking for some guidance in what I should do to address it and not harden my, not allow my heart to be hardened, and try to salvage relationships out of it, keep them. And at the same time, I'm thinking of her relationship with God. I don't want to destroy that or run her away from God. So I just feel like I can't find God in this. As much as I understand Scripture and know where to go, I just don't know an answer. I feel
that's
very
because,
lost in it.
Dale, you can't see God right now because you've experienced betrayal. And betrayal upends everything that we thought was true. You started the call with, you know, my dad raised us all right. We were great kids. And I love that you have that pride with your dad and just your childhood, because we don't hear that all the time. Mm-hmm. But that's the reason why you're having these strong feelings against someone who you've loved your whole life, and you cannot believe that they would do this. Does that sound about right? That you cannot believe
Absolutely. I really am at a loss at it. I just do not understand it whatsoever.
That's right. And what happens in betrayal, it starts to cause us to question everything, not just the thing that, not just the betrayal itself. It's like, I thought this was different about them, or I thought our situation was, you know, I thought our family was united. I thought we could trust each other. And now I find out that we cannot. I love that you are aware of your reactivity, that you, you know, you just want to go set the record straight, but then you know that there's going to be repercussions from that. Do you have connection with your other siblings on this subject, or is it just you experiencing this on your own?
No, we're all trying to figure out. Actually, there's four of us, and the other three have discussed it, and they've kind of turned to me because I, being the youngest of the four, I tend to address things in a loving manner more than the anger side of things, like my older mm-hmm. siblings would do, as they're picking up the role of mom and dad, you know, throughout our mm-hmm. life, and so. They've kind of dropped it in my plate to try to figure out a solution or how to address it, and I'm totally lost.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to give you a couple of suggestions and let Alice tell you her wisdom. Here's the thing, Dale. Sometimes the feelings get confused with what needs to be done. So the number one thing I would say is you need to seek legal help to lock down whatever is left of the trust or their finances as you kind of work through the estate, because it's so overwhelming. You don't know what she's done or where, you know, all of those things, but it, for the time being, because he just passed. So there's going to be things in the future that are going to come up. And then allow yourself to be sad that this has happened, but then also be able to get, whether it's that we connect you with a therapist that can have a family session, including the sibling that betrayed all of your trust, to get clear. We've known and we've worked with so many people over the years who've experienced betrayal on lots of different things, not just financial, but also sexual betrayal with spouses, all of the ways that we experience betrayal. And we know that it doesn't get fixed really quickly. But we do know that there is redemption possible. And so in those moments where, you know, you're struggling with, I don't know what to do, we're going to do one step at a time. And you want to get good, solid advice to go forward with how you respond to the sibling. Alice?
Dale, I want to understand better your anger towards God. And it certainly would make sense to me that he let this happen. He let your dad pass before you were able to return. Is there more to your anger with God that you could explain to us?
In all honesty, we grew up very biblical with the understanding of following Christ our whole life. And I haven't been let down ever by God. And at this point, I really feel like I have lost my complete yoke with him. Like being in lost in this, and I just feel like I've lost my yoke beside him. Like I can't feel him. I don't know where he's at.
That makes sense. that he just seems to have disappeared from your life, whereas he has been so present and he's taken good care of you before. And maybe this is one of the most difficult first traumas that you have been through because you've had such a good family. We'll come back with more help and suggestions.
Yeah, we do have to come to our break now, Dale, but stay on the phone and we'll continue talking to you for a few more minutes here on New Life Live. Thanks so much for calling in today. And everyone watching and listening right now, thank you as well. We'll be right back.
I went to Every Man's Battle in 2012. My sexual integrity was not what it should have been. I sought out affairs, whether physical or emotional. Until I came to Every Man's Battle, I didn't understand that would never fill that void.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, affairs, pornography.
The shame and guilt was overwhelming.
For over 20 years, New Life Ministries has been helping men regain their integrity through their one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive.
You will discover what the true root of your pain is, and you will discover how to overcome.
You don't have to struggle any longer. Get help in Washington, D.C., April 24th through the 26th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Use the discount code NLL to save $50.
Every man's battle saved my life.
1-800-NEW-LIFE and the discount code NLL. Do you need help for life's hard situations?
My husband recently said he wanted a divorce.
I'm confused on what I should do.
I have an eating disorder.
New Life Live answers your questions on relationships, grief, addiction, trauma, anxiety, and much more, all from a biblical perspective with our panel of professional counselors and psychologists.
I learn a lot from your program.
You help so many people.
I appreciate your ministry.
Whether you listen or watch, there are so many ways to connect with us to ask our panel of counselors a question. Call us Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific at 1-800-229-3000 to ask your question on New Life Live. Or go to newlife.com/radio for other ways to get your question answered.
I'm trying to find help.
I just want to know how to set boundaries.
If it's a sin, what am I supposed to do?
Need a therapist or a coach, a resource or an intensive? Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
In case you've just joined us, this is New Life Live. I'm Brian Perez here with Becky Brown and Dr. Alice Benton. And right before the break, Alice asked Dale a question. Dale's our caller, by the way.
And Dale, you were explaining how much you feel like you've fallen out of yoke with God. And then I wanted to add some other questions about your sister. Is this completely out of character for her that she would steal?
Absolutely, yes.
And what has she stolen, do you know?
Well, we wasn't aware of any of it, to be honest, until the hospital contacted us and said that items were missing out of his wallet. And so some cash had been removed from his wallet, and then they showed us video of her removing it. And then parts of the estate have been, the names on the estate have been changed, as well as some of his belongings have already been removed from his premises. Hmm. And it seems to be all the more expensive, rather collected items over the years that were intended for different people and different, even some of the items he put back to have donated to churches and things of that nature. So a lot of that stuff is already missing. And so
how shocking and so unsettling that this upright Christian sister of yours would do these things. And I think none of you have been able to talk with her directly about it yet to confront or to ask questions.
No, because we've been trying to honestly allow the entire family to mourn as much as possible, but it seems to be, it's been very difficult to even get past the thoughts of this to even turn to a mourning position. So
There are a couple things I hope you will do, Dale, and one is to give yourself permission to be angry with God and to speak out that anger, hopefully in the company of a safe person, perhaps your wife if you're married, or someone that you trust. Because as Christians, it's easy for us to think we're not supposed to be angry at God. We're supposed to have peace in all situations and just be fine with what happens, no matter how bad it is. But the Bible gives us strong examples of Jesus himself questioning God. Of David saying, God, where are you? I need you. Why haven't you shown up yet? And so it's okay to be mad at God, and it's okay to express it, and we need to in order to be able to work through it. And then I want to caution you, although it seems so clear that your sister is stealing and is making illegal maneuvers, I would get curious first. And I would ask if she would give some explanations about how she's been managing his estate. If she's the main one who was caring for him, perhaps she and your dad came to some understandings that the rest of you are not aware of. Perhaps she's justified taking these things because she spent so much time with him. She served him in these different ways. It wouldn't make it right, but there may be a story behind why she's done this, especially because she's been a woman of such good character your entire life. So be cautious not to stand in the assumption that she's doing something malicious here, although you may come to the conclusion that she is. But getting gently curious first can bring some surprising results and explanation to the surface. And then I'd also have you and your siblings consider bringing a trusted pastor into the conversation before taking legal action against her, although consulting with an attorney about what to do, what's the best way to go about this, would help inform you of what to ask of your sister and how to address this. But God really wants us to take steps amongst ourselves before going the route of bringing the court to bear against her. But you may have to eventually. And would you tell us, how are my and Becky's suggestions affecting you? What are you thinking and what are you feeling?
Oh, I just, honestly, I got a peace, just this total peace over me when you said to get curious first, because there has to be an explanation. That it can't be, this cannot be her soul. This can't, it just can't be of her. And I understand Christians make mistakes and we have our issues, but this would be just completely out of character. And then to bring in a pastor, that is amazing right there, because I have just been so torn and how to go forward with this, with it not having to be legal, with it not just going straight to something. And so that just eases a whole lot of, it really does. It eases a whole lot of the thoughts that have been just swirling up in my head as I drive down these roads of I really don't want to have to go through this and take it to a legal situation and the whole family be involved, and then generations be affected, and then even just her trust in us, as well as her to question God. You know, why would my family think this? Why would we go through this? So,
I'm glad you brought that last part up, because I did want to ask you, Dale, because you did say that you were afraid that you would push her from the Lord, which anybody listening might be thinking, well, wait a minute, she's in the wrong, allegedly. Why would you be afraid of that?
It mainly has to do with my belief that I truly believe as a Christian that we should deal with each other in a Christian manner. I really believe in the biblical standards of going to one another, and if not, bringing another in as a witness, and trying to work it out amongst ourselves, and try to keep it in a Christian belief, in a Christian manner, before the rest of the world sees just how ugly Christians can be or can become. And I feel like as Christians, we've often turned the rest of the world away from Christ and our own actions. And so, and understanding that, I feel like I could be the one that maybe could deter her from continuing her walk with God. And that's the last thing. I could care less about any financial gains if it meant that I would cause my own sister to stumble on her walk.
You know what I want to encourage you to do, Dale, is as you're driving down the road, I want you to talk to God in that cab. That you can talk out loud, you can just process everything that we've just talked about, but give it some space. I think a lot of times when you are trying to process it within yourself, that's the reason why you called today. And so I'm grateful that you have had a sense of peace as you continue to move forward. And I love, Alice, that the comment about getting curious is so on point, because we need to get curious, not furious. And that's what Dale was calling about, you know, earlier, is that he didn't want to get furious. He wanted to understand, how did this happen? I also think you're guarding your father's legacy, Dale, that his family will stay intact and, you know, connected. And far too many families don't experience that after the death of their patriarch, matriarch.
If your sister eventually does admit, or you find out that she did take these things and did steal them, you might also let her know, I don't want to take legal action. And so if you'll return them, or if you'll return the value of them, if she's already gotten rid of them, we may be able to avoid legal action if you'll make this right amongst the siblings. So you have a variety of options before you, Dale, and we can hear how much you just want to do God's will and God's way. And so even though you feel like you've fallen out of yoke with him, you're acting like you're fully yoked with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you all. I really appreciate it. And again, I say it was a blessing that I was tuning in on just turning the dials and trying to hear God. And that's honestly what I've been trying to do. And you all just happened to come across, and I was like, well, this is very interesting. I cannot wait to listen to the show. So
I love
thank you all so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Dale, don't hang up. There's an article on newlife.com that could help anybody who's in a situation like this too. It's called Feeling Disconnected from God. We're going to put that there in our show notes, but we really appreciate hearing from Dale and his honesty and just being open about how this has, I mean, things have been great over his life. His parents raised him well and all his siblings, and now this hits, and he's just like wondering, what happened? Why is God letting me down? But like we said, when we feel that way, we do have a God that's big enough that we can take these things to him and just express our doubts, express our frustrations. Nothing wrong with that, right?
No, there's nothing wrong at all, and we want to encourage that all the time. We believe in the body of Christ, and that is each of us. And as Dale's telling his story, I know that there are that many more listeners out there hearing, hey, that's my story too. And, you know, I thought that I was all by myself. God is a God of second chances. He is a redeeming God, and he sees us in our pits and our struggles and our frustrations and invites us into a walk with him. And some of the best prayers are, Lord, help.
Yeah.
You know, or show me how, Lord. That's one of my favorites. And just to lean in, knowing that he loves you, he cares for you, and there is a way of hope. And that's what we look forward to.
It's a battle to believe he will never leave you nor forsake you. And when you know that in your head, but you can't feel it in the heart, it means you need human comfort to help stand in the gap until you can feel God again, because he is there.
Yeah. Dale, great hearing from you. We hope to hear from you again soon. And it's time to take another break. We'll be right back here on New Life Live. Thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks for praying for everybody who calls in too in their dark times of despair.
My husband addicted to pornography for the majority of our marriage. I was very isolated and didn't really know which way to turn.
If you've been affected by betrayal, an emotional or physical affair, or pornography, the Restore Intensive will equip you with support and tools to help you through.
I went to the Restore Conference, which seemed to be the missing puzzle piece where I was able to find my voice.
When two people want to do their part, we can be restored. But if they don't, we are not stuck because someone else made a decision. God lets us weigh in on how we want to walk out our lives.
The Restore Intensive is coming to Washington, D.C., November 13th through the 15th. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Enter the code NLL for a discount.
I'm navigating my world now. I've had a great experience at Restore.
1-800-NEW-LIFE and the discount code NLL.
I was sort of vaguely familiar that the 12 steps had some origination in the Bible. I found Life Recovery. And one of the things I liked so much was that it had such a broad appeal. It wasn't limited to just alcohol or drugs, that it was addressing a wide range of problems.
At New Life, we believe everyone can benefit from a life recovery experience. There are life recovery groups all over the country. They take place online, in conference calls, and in person. And if there isn't one in your area, we can help you start one. We have startup materials, leaders guides, CDs, Bibles, and more, all with discounts available for groups. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for Terry Ward. The 12 steps have long been a great help to people in recovery because much of the 12 steps' power comes from the fact that they capture principles clearly revealed in the Bible.
The 12 steps is really a pattern for all of us as Christians.
You can also find out more at liferecoverygroups.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Whatever you are facing, whether it's betrayal, addiction, grief, codependency, you don't have to do recovery alone. Life Recovery Groups connect you with a Christ-centered 12-step community using the Life Recovery Bible and proven tools for lasting change. Across the country and online, men and women are finding honest conversation, accountability, and hope one day at a time. To find a Life Recovery Group near you or online, visit newlife.com and click on groups. And earlier today, we took a call, and I wanted to address something really quick. It was Irene who called in. She's the one that had the gambling addiction, and mm-hmm. She has so much going on, including the loss of a friend of hers through suicide. And it just wanted me, I don't know, I just feel like we need to talk about that a little bit because so often we talk about suicide, we tell people, oh, don't do it because you're going to leave people behind and that really care for you. But yet people are in such despair that they feel, you know, there's nothing left for me here. But mm-hmm. Now Irene is living with this, and I don't know, I just want to offer hope to people who are going through something similar, thinking that they have nothing to offer. I think you do.
I heard an equation years ago that said suicide is an action. It's not a feeling. And it's a permanent action to a temporary problem. But for the person who may feel like things are never going to get better and there's no way to improve, their thinking is to end the pain, this is going to be my choice. But what I would say instead, I want you to think about the feeling and know that there is an answer. There are people that care for you. And we would encourage you to call the suicide hotline at 988. And I think that's a national number.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just have the conversation. I also know Kay Warren has done a lot of work on this subject because of the loss of their son. Mm-hmm. And I remember her saying once that it gets so hard when you're the loved one of someone who's dealing with these invasive thoughts that you just don't know what else you can do. And I would encourage you, if you are the loved one of someone who struggles with these thoughts, do whatever you can do to get them to help. And I know it feels so risky to ask somebody, are you thinking of hurting yourself? But it could be the very thing that keeps them alive. And, you know, there are so many resources that we can help people find that will give them hope, give them life, and so that their story can be one that helps other people who may feel in that desperate way.
Yeah.
Becky, many of the people that I have worked with who struggle with suicidal thoughts, they've come to believe such an insidious deception. They'll be better off without me. Mm-hmm. I am
yes.
such a burden to my family that taking my own life would solve a problem for them. They'll be better off. And yet I've also worked with families whose loved one did take their life. And that devastation never ends. And every holiday and every Facebook memory photo that comes up again, every street they pass that they used to drive down together is a reminder of the person that they have lost. And I have heard over and over again, I would so much rather have them, even if they were still struggling, I would rather have them than to have lost them. It is a lie that your family will be better off without you if you take your life.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting thought too, Alice, when you think about the insidiousness of the lie. And how there are many people who are struggling and their loved ones don't even know that that's part of it, that they don't even know that that's what's going on inside of their heads. There are lots of social media posts that will say, check on your quiet friends. Mm. You know, you may not know what struggle they are dealing with, that they're not ready to share. But I invite you, if you are struggling with those insidious thoughts, it could be a game changer. Your life will change just by asking someone to listen. Hmm. And, you know, a lot of times we don't want the solution. You know, we just want to have a space where we can be heard and seen. And it can make all the difference in your life. And I know that things are real hard for you if this is part of your internal dialogue. But there are people that do love you and do care for you. And you know, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And so if you've experienced some horrific things, and we have heard stories, I mean, this is the work that we do, but we know that there is a way out and a way that brings life to you and doesn't end your life.
Yeah. And asking, have you felt suicidal lately? How are you doing with those thoughts? That's a terrifying question to ask. And a lot of people think, if I ask it and they're not having those thoughts, right, aren't I doing more harm by bringing it up? But it's therapeutic to ask. It's therapeutic to be asked. And it's usually a relief that there's now permission to talk about it and to bring it out into the open. So ask that question.
And then follow it up with, if you get to that place, will you promise me, make a contract with me, that you will not hurt yourself, that you will make a phone call, mm-hmm, that you will reach out to me, text somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, that can be scary too, right, Alice? But it's something that can make a difference in the life of someone. And, you know, I know that there are so many obstacles to getting help. We hear it all the time. But the biggest obstacle many times is our own ability just to say, help me. I need to talk to somebody. We have so many things inside of our head that says, I can't ask because, mm-hmm, or I should have figured this out by now, or it'll never change. There's all these objections to actually getting to the help that we need. And what I want to say is, take the risk forward saying, I want to get help. I don't want to feel this way anymore. And you could start by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can call 988 if you are dealing with suicidal thoughts. We want to get you the help that you need.
Yep. And I would say, too, before you ask your friend, hey, is everything okay? Maybe just pray, just a really quick, mm-hmm, prayer, because just for the Lord to prepare you, mm-hmm, for what you're about to hear. Because, yeah, your friend really may not be going through anything, but what if they are? And you may not be prepared to listen, or if you're running late to a meeting or something, and it's just like, oh, you know what? Hang on, I can't talk about this right now. I mean, that would be right. The worst thing to say to someone. But
that's a great perspective, though, Brian, because I think, because Alice and I are in the helping profession. I mean, we're trained to, you know, to hear whatever comes our way. But you're right. If you're not used to hearing some of the stories that we hear, that we have heard, that we've been witness to, it can feel overwhelming, like you have to have an answer. But what I would say, and I do trainings on this with pastoral candidates as well as ministerial lay people, is you are not alone in receiving the words from somebody who's in struggle. You can connect with help. This isn't all on you to hear the story. But like you said, don't ask if you've got like 30 seconds and you really don't want to know what the answer is. Hmm. Find a time to really connect. In this day and age, it's really important to have those, you know, those conversations where we have a little bit of time just to connect with one another. And we want to see that happen more.
Yep. And all this week, so many people have contacted us because they're overwhelmed with addiction, broken marriages, depression, confusion, and more. It's our monthly partners that make it possible for us to respond immediately, not hesitate or wonder if resources are available. When you become a 99 for the One partner, your monthly support sends biblical teaching over the airwaves, funds scholarships, and multiplies stories of marriages restored, addictions broken, and lives renewed. Don't just listen to Life Change, be part of it. Join our 99 for the One partners today at newlife.com. Every monthly gift helps this ministry. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. God bless you guys. We'll see you at church on Sunday and talk to you again on Monday on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. The preceding program was pre-recorded.